Distinguished representatives from National Freedom from Hunger committees and non-governmental organizations, ladies and gentlemen, I am very pleased to welcome you all to Rome and to FAO. This sixth conference of the Freedom from Hunger campaign, Action for Development, meets perhaps at a more crucial juncture than any in the past. It is little more than 9 months since the United Nations World Food Conference was held here in Rome. The importance of that occasion, as you are no doubt aware, lay in the fact that it was the first time that governments had openly recognized that the world food problem is so basically serious that it can only be solved if there is real political determination to do so at the international as well as the national level. We are still waiting to see what the long-term impact of the World Food Conference is likely to be. Indeed, so far as the main objective of the conference is concerned, a massive increase in food production in developing countries, we shall have to wait for some time yet before we can begin to see the results. The important point, however, as I made clear to the new World Food Council this summer, is that the world food problem cannot be solved in terms of increased agricultural production alone. This must be part of a general, more widespread and concerted drive for economic and social development in the poorer countries. For otherwise, even the benefits of increased production, reckoned in national terms, will bypass some hundreds of millions of hungry, chronically malnourished, and desperately impoverished people. In the light of this, the decision of your last conference 4 years ago to provide a new orientation for the Freedom from Hunger campaign, calling it FFHC Action for Development Program, focusing on both the stimulation of a critical awareness of development issues and on the involvement of people in their own development, has proved most timely. It has brought the program closer to the real underlying issues of the world food problem than when it was concentrating more exclusively on arousing public opinion to greater awareness of world hunger, vital though that task was at that time. In this connection, I should like to pay tribute to the considerable efforts that were made by non-governmental organizations, both in preparation for the World Food Conference and at the conference itself. It seems to have been generally agreed that, despite a number of difficulties, the NGOs who were represented at the Palazzo dei Congressi played an unusually significant role at an intergovernmental meeting of this kind. The influence of the lively and imaginative daily newspaper, PAN, which was produced by a group of NGOs and which was the first thing to be seized on and read by nearly all the participants arriving every morning, was certainly the most striking example. But it was not the only influence these organizations exerted. Moreover, I find a special significance in at least one phrase from the final joint declaration of NGOs, which said the World Food Conference must be seen as a component of integrated development. Yes, and as I have indicated, this is all the more true of the follow-up of the conference. Now, what of the future of this program? I have read with great interest the report of the expert consultation on FFHC Action for Development, which took place here from the 30th of June to the 9th of July. Generally speaking, I endorse the orientation and priorities it recommends for the years up to 1980, which will, I believe, make the work of this program increasingly valuable to FAO's member nations. Most particularly, I should like to concentrate for a few minutes on what seems to me the most promising approach for FAO-CAD in the years to come, in line with what I have said about the need for general economic and social development in developing countries if the world food problem is ever to be tackled successfully. This is the key role which it can play by way of assistance to the rural poor in those countries. First of all, I would say that this is a natural role for FAO-CAD, particularly suited to a program which, from its outset 15 years ago, has always placed its strongest emphasis on the human element in the kind of problems we face. When it came forward some years ago with the concept of involving people in their own development, this was regarded in some quarters as being something of a slogan, vague, and perhaps even irrelevant to the real business of getting things moving. For those who did not realize it at the time, the years since have increasingly made clear that without a direct, conscious, and willing involvement of the people who are supposed to benefit from development, the whole process will be seriously held back. Of none is this more true than of the rural poor, who, with the innate conservatism of those who work the land, and more important, with a long tradition of being exploited, naturally tend to be suspicious of changes imposed from outside. But this is not all. In recent years, the rural poor in developing countries have been receiving a great deal of attention in general terms from national and international authorities on agricultural development. Their vast numbers, their wholesale misery, the fact that the betterment of their condition is essential to any solution of the world food problem, these matters have increasingly been featured in books, in speeches, and in the proceedings of international conferences. But this general attention paid to the rural poor has not been matched by action to improve their lot on anything like the same scale. Some governments, frankly, have not regarded it as a matter of much priority. Others, even when they have been willing to take broad-based action, have usually not been equipped so far to attempt to cover such a wide range of needs. International organizations working along their normal lines of operations are not able to come to grips with all the detailed manifestations of the problem. And this is where the Freedom from Hunger campaign, Action for Development, comes in. While bettering the condition of rural populations is, of course, primarily the responsibility of governments, with such assistance and advice as FAO and other international organizations can provide, experience has already shown that this is something in which agencies of what is now called the extra-governmental sector can play an invaluable and often irreplaceable role. FAO-CAD itself has not only been active in various aspects of this endeavor in different parts of the world, but also occupies a unique position as a link between FAO, governments, and those extra-governmental agencies working in the rural sector. In an extremely interesting paper that is before you, Mr. John Higgs envisages this program acting in concert with the extra-governmental sector as one reaching out to the grassroots, I quote him there, reaching out to the grassroots of rural development and reaching to parts that others do not penetrate, unquote. And I fully endorse this concept. There are other things of value that FFHCAD can do besides, notably in support of national institutions in developing countries, in carrying out FAO's program, which is another point that I understand you will be discussing. But I believe that in devoting its main efforts to assisting the rural poor of developing countries at the grassroots level, to enable them to take a more active part in the economic and social development of their countries, this program will not only be accomplishing its most important mission in the next few years, but will be making a very special and deeply needed contribution to achieving the objectives of the World Food Conference, which are indeed, of course, also the objectives of FAO. In this way, its two component concepts of freedom from hunger and action for development will be brought together more meaningfully than ever before. Ladies and gentlemen, I now have pleasure in declaring this conference open, and I wish you a very successful conference. Thank you.